Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. What happened to my machine here? Am I like cranking it up, Benny?
You're good. Still,
well, yay, baby. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great. I was doing something this morning and our Comcast just totally dropped. So I'm on a different network now. Got my little fiber going. So we're here. We don't want to miss this show with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, right now. Today, we're going to talk about angel support for a balanced life with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And she and I are going to have this very, very loving debate about balance today. The secret of a life well lived is staying balanced. Stability is an important aspect of spirituality. And Robert is the angel of balance. But today, we want to make sure that we are opening up the phone lines. Number one, if you like an angel reading, boom, you're going to get it. If you want to know who your angels are, that's what we're going to have also. The other thing is, if something in your life is a little bit out of whack, you may want to get some guidance on that too. But today, you should know that Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, has been with us for as long as we have been on air on the Dr. Pat Show, when it was not named the Dr. Pat Show. It was crust busting your way to an awesome life, and we are going to kick that up today, right now. Go to theangellady.net. But Sue has been connecting with angels, I think even before she was like walking and talking. And so today, get ready to tap in to your angel mojo. Sue, great to have you again.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Peck. Good to talk to you. How's everything going?
You know, it's going pretty well. I had a really interesting conversation in the last show. Our guest didn't show up. But I was talking about those of us that do radio shows or we own a network, in my case, Transformation Network. You know, we are faced with an interesting dilemma. And it is about your topic today. It is about balance. Now, this particular thing I talked about wasn't about a balanced life, but it could be. But it's this teeter-totter we do with our First Amendment right to free speech and broadcasting lies and hate. And, you know, it's an interesting line that one walks. Now, as a network, you can set up your guidelines. I think KKNW has them as well. And you set up guidelines for what kind of energy you want to present. But this idea of how to stay in your balance zone on what you believe and how you live your life is really an important conversation. Because, Sue, you're going to talk about today about what staying balanced is. But if we are doing things in our life that we're not aligned with or we don't really want to do, it creates a level of instability that you can't see all that well, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. And balance is different to different people. You know, it can mean work and play. It can mean staying centered. It's different, but it's so important.
So what is this topic for you today? Why did it come up for you to talk about?
Mainly because I do so many sessions with people all over the world, and I was thinking, what are they asking me about now? What do they need? What are they asking their angels about? And it was about how to balance their life, how to be able to have time for or make time for recreation and fun and family and all the different things that are going on, plus their work. And so I thought, well, then I should share that with everyone, since that's what's of interest to most people right now.
All right, give me a list. Give me an idea of what you in your life, because you are the angel lady, but you're also an entrepreneur. You're also a best-selling author. You're also someone that spends your day helping other people. Where do you find the potholes are in accomplishing that balance for yourself?
Time management. I think it's time management, because I mean, I am overwhelmed. I could be doing working 12 hours a day if I wanted to. And time frames are different because I'm working with people all over the world, so it's scheduling a different time frame. But I believe it's time management. It's setting aside time for yourself, making yourself or whatever project you're doing a priority. In my case, when I get up in the morning, I say, what is the most important thing for me to do today, other than your routine? And then I put that into my schedule. I find a place for it. So I think time management and being aware of what you need, because if I'm strong and healthy and able to do my work, then that helps everyone else. So it's also taking care of yourself, because you're the center of the maypole. Everything else in your life revolves around you. And maintaining your, stability is, I guess, what you would say.
You know, it's really funny. We took off a couple of days ago. Benny was running all the show. Benny, how'd that go with all the hosts that filled in for me last week there? Did you have fun with somebody other than me?
Are you talking about the weekend?
No, I took a trip. Yeah, I took a trip to Montana for Jessica's wedding. And so Linda's been out here. So she did her 14 days of quarantine.
Okay.
And then we got in the car and we drove. We drove to Montana. Spent a couple days at Red Lodge as Jessica's family arrived. It was just absolutely amazing. And she got wed, and then we drove back. And, you know, people think, oh, my God, you really drove. That was so long. But I realized that since COVID, right, I don't play table tennis with my buddies. I have been doing the show from here. I'll be back in the office in a week. But I just realized that, I needed to get out. And just the beauty, Sue, of just seeing and the expansiveness, I think it changes you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. And Benny was orchestrating all the people that filled in for me. And so he had new people, I think, folks he had not worked with before. And they jumped right in. I got a great, great list of hosts and co-hosts. I mean, they're amazing. And so Benny got to work with new people. I didn't ask Benny if he missed me, so I'm not quite sure what he'll say to that. But let me ask you this. Has COVID-19 complicated balance, or has it given us more opportunities for it?
I think it goes both ways. For some people who were overworked and overstressed, just being able to work from home helped them. You know, I'll hear from one lady, I didn't have to get up as early and put on my makeup and get dressed and get on a road, and I saved just several hours a day. And so it depends on who you were. But for some who have a house full of kids, my niece has four boys, I can't say it's helped her a whole lot. I think it depends on who you are. But the point is, and the angels are coming through and saying this, it's making the best of what you have. If you have time for yourself, then spend it doing something that you've wanted to do. Finish your projects, something like that. It's about doing what's important for you and managing. So I think I don't know if that answered your question, but I feel like it goes both ways.
So, you know, this is obviously something that the angels want to weigh in on today. And, you know, knowing what I know about you and your work with the angels, there's usually something going on at a collective level. And so, you know, this idea of the secret of a life well lived is staying in balance. It has to look at the different things in an individual's life. And you do this work with others. So this is not about a one size fits all. It's not going to be the same for everyone, is it?
No, and no session I do with anyone is like a session I've done with someone before. Mm-hmm. It's everybody has their own issues. They have their own situations. However, if we can find neutral, if we can get from drama, trauma, into neutral, that's where we start in our sessions. What's blocking you? What's creating either chaos or conflict or whatever in your life? Where's your drama and trauma? Clear that out, and then you got from neutral, and then you go forward on your future. And if you're carrying all that with you, your future isn't going to be as glorious as you'd like it to be. So I think that's a good place to start, being who you want to be and then moving forward with all your inherent talent.
Yeah, let's talk about drama and trauma when we come back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we are taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. If you would like to have a reading with Sue and the angels, please call. Also, I may give you a sneak peek on a deck that I am putting together.
Oh,
on sacred geometry symbols. So when we take a short break, we're going to be right back. Are you ready to stop struggling with the balance? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune into Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bass, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bass' Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bass, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Are you a feminine entrepreneur and you're tired of being stuck in the making just enough money trap? I hear you. I'm Julie Steelman, and I just released a brand new masterclass about how to unlock the 3 secrets to creating a financial breakthrough in your business. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com. I'm going to walk you through the 3 things you need to do to create that financial breakthrough you've been craving. Come on over to calledbyfreedom.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is Sue Storm. The Angel Lady is in the house. And today what we're doing is we're looking at balance. One of the things, Sue, that I think it's important to really talk about is, you know, during the break, we were talking about the fact that a lot of times people talk about balance like it is a one size fits all. And that's never been my experience for myself. You work with people, they call you to get guidance about things in their lives that are just not working. How do you approach this with them?
Well, first of all, the angels can zero in on exactly what the problem is. We go to the root of the problem. If someone's life isn't working the way they want, if they don't have the success they're looking for, if the relationship they're in isn't working, we just go to the root of the problem. Where is it? A belief? Is it a false belief? Is it a pattern from their childhood that hasn't been released yet? That's the crux of the, I think, the whole way of resolving problems is to find their core and then and correct the core, correct the situation. So that's where we start. And of course, everyone is different because every life is different. Everyone grew up differently. And there's usually something between the ages of 7 and 13 that comes into someone's life in a negative way that keeps repeating throughout their life if it isn't corrected. I call that the judge. It's a message. It's a feeling. If it isn't corrected, you keep choosing the same type of situations. And so I go right for that. What is that? How do we fix it? What do we do? And does that answer that question, Dr. Pat?
Yeah, I think so. But I think for me, too, it is one of the top questions. And by the way, for everybody out there, we are taking your calls. And one of the things we want to say about that is that when we think about balance, it is truly for you. But here's an indicator underneath it. There's something that you feel is off in your life. I don't know another way to say it, but when people describe balance, they describe what I like to refer to as the flow of things, where things flow. Now, does that mean that I take my life and I divide my life up into X amount of equal parts? No, that's not for me. That's not what I do. But the question really becomes, Sue, right? If we haven't defined what balance truly means to ourselves, how do we know how to achieve it?
That's really important. And what you were saying during the break about harmony.
Yeah, that's me, I think.
You know, you can talk more about that, Dr. Pat, because sure. I learned from you too. But finding harmony or joy. And if somebody says, you know, be more joyful, but you don't know what joy is, it's difficult to get there. So I would say one step at a time. The better you feel after you start clearing your old patterns and beliefs and get the judge under control is the first step towards it. And you can make some comments here because I think you've got an idea that's really good too.
Yeah, and so let's talk about that. You know, if we look at our lives and we decide that work, let's just say work, that work is an important part of what frees me, right? It's a creative level. You know, we call it work. Some people have turned work into passion. But if we don't define what this thing called balance looks like, it's difficult or impossible to achieve. And we can't take balance that has been presented by somebody else's formula. Balance feels different for all of us. It depends on our responsibilities, our relationships, our hobbies, and our jobs. And I think that's the first step at trying to find that sense of it. There's another part of it too, and I think you're talking about it as well. And that is, what role does spirituality play in achieving it, Sue?
You know, what the angel just came through and said to me was that balance is also giving and receiving, because we either are givers or we're takers, you know, and probably everybody listening to this is a giver, but giving to ourselves as well as giving to others and making ourselves a priority. So the giving and the receiving and learning how to receive. Some of us have never received. We've only been givers. So that's what just came through for me.
And, you know, that's such a really good point, because for those of you out there, are you having trouble receiving? Are you giving, giving, giving? Do you want some help with this today? Because this is one of the pivotal points about even coming close to anything that looks like balance. 1-800-930-2819. Love to hear from you. But that is part of it, too. You know, there's another part of it, Sue, that really becomes a struggle for people. And that is the idea of discipline, self-discipline. Let's be more specific. But what that's come to mean for me is that if part of my achievement of what balance feels like, if part of what that is, let's just say exercise or play a sport, for example, you know, let's say that's an integral part of what I'm looking for, then if I'm not doing that, then I'm not going to achieve that sense of it. And so for people out there today, if you'd like to hear what the angels have for you, 1-800-930-2819, we're going to bring you right on after the break. But Sue, this idea of self-discipline, it is more important than self-care, because without self-discipline, it doesn't matter how much you think you want to care for yourself, you cannot get it done, right?
That's true.
If we keep letting things slide and we have distractions, or we're not clear on our priorities for the day or our personal boundaries, then I'm never going to find time to exercise, let alone speak with the angels.
And that's another thing, speaking with the angels. The angel messages come in on the breath. So if you want to hear from your angels, if you want to reconnect with your angels, and you're more peaceful, if you're either meditating or even if you're just more peaceful, so that your breath going in and out is slower, and you will be able to hear their messages. And another thing that just came through from the angels to say, Dr. Pat, is that you never manifest through a tense body. So if your body is tense, even if you're trying to manifest balance or whatever you're trying to do for yourself or for others, it's really important to relax and have a calm body, which is another part of our sessions. What do we do so that you feel the energy flowing through you in a way that creates financial prosperity and good health?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're also taking your calls. Benny is picking up the phones as we speak. 1-800-930-2819. So I want to just ask you all this question. Do you have trouble with any of the following? Just throwing it out there. You haven't defined what balance means to you. We're going to help you with that. Not really sure how to practice that self-discipline thing I said either. Then let's talk about planning. Can you spontaneously live a balanced life? Yes or no? Do you think you can? Or how about being consistent? Like, wow, I really want to eat healthy, but you know, I'm only going to do that whenever I feel like it. Or does balance need some level of consistency. And then last but not least, proper care. Body, mind, spirit, and the fifth dimension, if you dare. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and we're going to go right to the phones. We'll be right back.
I hear people say that wisdom is hard to find and a lifelong struggle to master. We live at a time where limitless wisdom is only a mouse click away, and as for mastery, there's good news here as well. Timeless Wisdom has your back. The wisdom traditions know the truth of who you really are, a limitless, magnificent, universal being. The ancient wisdom traditions are waiting to give you all the help you need. There is a beautiful Sanskrit verse, padam padam, step by step. This means that at every step, all the knowledge and energy you need is there waiting. You just have to take the next step. So remember, timeless wisdom has your back. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence at Timeless Wisdom and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to take your next best step with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, at consciousconfidence.com today and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are taking your calls. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. We're doing a little kicking it back old school. A little bit of crust busting here. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is on. Alexa, Taz will be right to the phones in a minute. We are taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Sue, before we go to the phones, I know today we're talking about balance. Every show that you come on and you have a special for our listeners. Tell us what you have today.
Okay. So to get in touch with me, it's my 800 number, toll-free, is 800-323-1790. That's 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And my Dr. Pat special, which is very popular, is you pay for 1 half hour of my time, but you get 2 half hours. So you get your second half hour at no charge. And it tremendous change in the first half hour. You will feel different. You'll think differently. I mean, the angels are fast and quick, and the processes are easy. So definitely worth the try, and that's my Dr. Pat special.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. I love it. Now, Mr. Benny, we have a couple of people waiting. Let's just hop over to the phones.
Sounds good. We'll take Alexa calling in from Seattle. Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Alexa.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Yes, I'm really glad you had this little discussion before the ads on discipline, because I think that's actually part of the problem. My question is, you know, like, how do I figure out, like, I have a question about where I should go in my work, and it just fluctuates from this to that and I just kind of have to right now just basically make a living and then move into something else, and it just gets hard to know what I'm doing. Is there any insight that you know, that Sue might have on how to just figure out which direction to go in? Because I just feel like I'm trying to keep many different things going until something comes through, sort of attitude. But that's just too much for me right now. It's just, I'm already working. I work in healthcare, and it's just pretty tiring. So I'm trying to manage this so that I can start doing some work that's a little bit easier.
Okay, first thing I want to say is that Cornell is the angel of decision-making, and you need to make some decisions. That's the first thing. A second thing is taking one step at a time. You're taking it as an overall big picture. What do I do when you've got this and that and this and that and so many phases of your life that are complicated or that aren't satisfying right now, and so taking one step at a time, or following a direction. This is what I want to deal with first, and following that direction. And then the other thing is, I really suggest you take me up on the Dr. Pat special, because I can have the angels get in and kind of design a plan for you, figure out what's holding you back. And mostly you haven't moved forward because you're kind of stuck. You feel like you're kind of, almost, they're telling me, glued to where you are as opposed to where you want to be. Does that sound right?
Yeah, well, to some degree. I mean, I do have to stay focused on what I'm doing, so because it requires, I work independently, so I have to constantly be watching, you know, where my jobs are and that I'm getting them. So I have to, that's my focus, you see, but then I have to sort of detach and then, you know, at the end of the day and just, you know, move into something else, which is okay. But the discipline is always a little hard when I'm not really sure if I'm, you know, I don't know. I'm having a hard time just sort of gauging how much energy I have in the evening and on the weekends to do other things. Sometimes I have it and sometimes I don't.
Well, the thing I was going to say is, a lot of your time is spent trying to decide, is this what I should be doing, or is that, or can I do this, or can I do that, or just playing in your mind. And so what I'd like to do is figure out something for you where it's more balanced. There's that word. And you get more joy out of what you're, of the things that you're doing, and you have more direction. You need somebody to help you get some of those questions out of your mind and into a reality for you. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yes, I see what you mean now. Okay, yes.
Yeah. One of the things, too, let me just mention to you is, you know, the industry that you're in, it is grueling right now. I mean, it's never been easy. But... you know, it requires more of some of the things I talked about earlier. And it's one of the hardest things to do when you're already going 24/7 and you get to a point in time at the end of the day or the weekend, and the last thing that you probably feel like doing is searching out something that gives you pleasure or relief. And so I've literally had to treat my, what do I want to call it? My non-working time, right? As I treat my working time and put myself in the calendar. And so it's one of those things that it's just hard to imagine putting another thing in the calendar, but I don't do it like I do work. Meaning I'll put a time in the calendar where I say, I'm going to just go and experience this thing for 15 minutes. Even if it's like taking yourself outside and just sitting for 15 minutes, it shifts the energy, right? But it is a difficult journey to take when you have to work a job and you have to make money to support yourself. So my advice to you is to find something almost mindless that allows you to just change the pattern. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I do. The pattern. Yes, I do. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I hear that.
And it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't mean.
Right. I have to do that more at the end of the day.
Break
the
pattern. At the end of the day, break the pattern, whatever the pattern is, and give you, cut yourself a break. You could do it for 17 minutes is all it takes to really pop a new pattern in, right? Some people say it's 17 seconds, but I think it takes 17 seconds just to come down. So if you can find a block of time where, I don't know if it's a bath, I don't know if it's sitting outside, I don't know if it's like playing with your animal friend, I don't know if it's calling someone you love, but break that pattern and then allow yourself to see where it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that sounds something I can, it's very basic, but it sounds like it's pretty important.
It is.
I like the way you said that, breaking the pattern.
Break the pattern. And I'm not saying it's easy.
I like that.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, it really, what did I talk about before? Discipline. It does, but once you break that pattern and you're like, oh, why haven't I done this more often? Right? Good.
Yeah.
And follow up with Sue, if you would.
I think that's a great idea, because I have some ideas that are coming to me from the angels that it will take some time. So but we're looking forward to helping. That's what they just said.
Yeah. Yay. Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'll make time for that.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Hey, do you know who your angels are? Benny, who do we have
next? No, she's still there.
Oh, okay.
Alexa, did you hear the question?
Do you know who your angels are?
No, I actually don't know who they are.
Okay. So let's do that.
Yeah, I was going to do that because it was very interesting. Sarah is the angel of harmony, and she's one of your angels. And we were talking about harmony before. So certain angels have been chosen for you based on your life's purpose, and Sarah, the angel of harmony, is one of them. And your other archangel is Gabriel, who's the angel of arts and communication. And then you also have Peter, the angel of good health, which would fit with your career and what you're doing now. But you know what's missing? I don't have a money angel there for you. I have to see who'll raise their hand. Okay, so from now on, you have a money angel as well. Katrina is the angel of prosperity. So she'll help you with bringing more prosperity to you. How's that?
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Okay,
awesome.
Great.
Thank you, Alexa.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. And that sounds really great. Thank you very much, Dr. Patton.
Sure.
I'll give Dr. Storm a call.
Okay, thank you so much. Awesome. I love this. Benny, who do we have next?
We'll take Taz, and Taz calling him from Seattle as well. Hi, Taz.
Hi, Taz.
How are you? Hi, Dr.
Awesome.
Hi, Dr. Pat and Sue.
Hi.
Yeah, I guess my main questions was I started this whole new healing modality lately, and I also changed my diet just, you know, drastically, feeling much better. Just want to make sure I'm on the right track.
With the right track with doing that change?
What's that?
Or the right track with you doing that particular change, or the right track in general?
Both.
Okay, so yes, with changing your diet for me. I don't know what it is, but I think it's like, have you eliminated pretty much everything white?
Well, I'm just doing fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds.
Yeah, so pretty much you've gotten rid of, okay, got it. Sue, why don't you chime in here?
Okay, so are you on the right track for everything is way too vague for me. We would have to break it down.
Her diet change to begin with. Her
for the diet change and the healing modality that I'm doing.
And the healing modality.
Yeah, yeah. For the diet change, did you say you've given up gluten? You've given up gluten?
Given up lots of things. So I'm just doing fruits and veggies, nuts and seeds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you getting enough protein?
Yeah, I'm taking some amino acid supplements.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You might need, that was the first thing that they said to me, so you might need some kind of a protein other than what you're doing right now. A fish maybe, some kind of protein like that.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be red meat or anything. And then is that the only thing you wanted to question on? Because it feels to me like your career or where you're moving forward is on your mind as well.
Oh, sure, yeah. That'd be great.
Okay, what are you doing? What are you looking for? I got to have a little more specific.
Sure. Right now, I just started a business and just wondering how that's working, and should I just keep moving forward with that, with that endeavor?
Is it a brick-and-mortar business or an online business?
Online business. It's frequency therapy.
Oh, they said great. Did you hear the difference in my voice as well?
Awesome.
Yeah. Perfect. Keep going. And they're telling me you're very talented. You're skilled. You're talented. This is your life's purpose. This is perfect for you.
Awesome. I like that right now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do you call your business? What are you calling your business?
What am I calling it? I haven't really named it.
Yeah, you got to name it.
Well, actually, I have. It's called Frequency Freedom.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And the reason that I say that to you is the more you can own it, and I don't mean like physically own it because you own it, but the more that you can own it and associate with it, and, you know, there's something about naming configurations, right? For things. We name our pets. We give them names. Like, we don't just say, hey, dog, come here. It sort of builds this bond. And sometimes we don't think about our businesses as a bonding that we have to have with it. So we literally have to go through the bonding process of our business. Does that sound too weird for you?
No, it makes a lot of sense. I'd never thought of it that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask you this. Have you bonded with your business?
I have bonded in some ways, but not with the actual name of it. And putting down like the mission and values and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Do you have a logo?
No, not yet.
How about a website?
A website? I have a Facebook page and no website yet.
What's your Facebook page?
Frequency Freedom.
There you go. Okay. So these are the simple things that don't cost you time or money. And so when you look at them, have some fun with them. And the reason I'm saying this to you is I'm like speaking to myself as I'm speaking to you, because we've just finished our technology. So we're also changing our name. We're not going to change the Transformation Network. The Transformation Network has always been our brand, but Transformation Talk Radio has been our pivotal channel. So we're going to change it so that everything is the Transformation Network. And then we're going to go from two channels to eight. So we have to go through that same bonding process where we think about, well, is it going to be the Transformation Network, TTN, and then the Health Channel. So we have to go through this process mm-hmm. where we enjoy it, where we let it breathe, where right. it tells us, like, don't call me the woman's channel, call me something else, right?
Right.
You know, and that's what I would encourage you to do, is spend some time talking with the part of yourself that is the business.
Can right? I interject here for a minute? Or
yeah,
will you finish,
sure.
Dr. Pat?
Yeah, okay. Tell us what the angels say.
What did you call it? Frequency?
Freedom.
Frequency freedom. Uh-huh.
Frequency yeah. freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's you. It fits. It sounds great. The other thing I want to say is, if you want something to build, give it its own place. Make it its own entity. Somebody writing a book, starting a business, whatever it is you want to build. So find a table somewhere and put on information, like if it's a book, you would put down your titles or whatever for this, for your this idea, put down, what you're doing and what you hope, some of your goals, and if mm-hmm. you have any information that you're giving out, put that on the table. And then it becomes its own entity, and it starts to build, and it has its own action, and it has its own energy. And that's how you really, that's a spiritual way of marketing whatever you want to get out there. So there's a little piece of information for you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so all of the above is really part of what you're looking at to really continue to bond. All these little things that seem little, they're not. They're like glue. And so you'll be able to grow, expand, and you'll hear what the business wants to say to you to do.
Okay.
Cool.
Do I have specific angels?
Yeah. Two? Yeah. Let's give you some angels.
Okay. All right. So Archangel is Uriel. There's two of them. That's why I stuttered there. You have Archangel Michael, because that's unusual to have two. Archangel Michael, whose guidance and protection. And then Uriel, U-R-I-E-L, who's the angel of spirituality, enlightenment, and prosperity. So just having those angels, archangels, get you really started out there. And then your next angel is Rachel, who's the angel of inspiration, and you are definitely an inspiration, and you're definitely on the right path.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
So glad you called.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love a couple. There's a post that you post on put on your Facebook page. I was just looking at it, and it's to strengthen the muscles of your heart. The best exercise is lifting someone else's spirit whenever you can. And
yeah.
you quoted, yeah. So yeah, that love your vibe. Thank you. I've already been to your page here. I did a little like thing on it, but you're in the right groove.
Cool. Well, thanks very much. Should we just run off to the last caller there,
yeah.
Pat and Sue? All right. We'll take Greta calling in from Auburn. Hi, Greta.
Hi, Greta.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
You betcha. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I have called before, so I know my angels. And since I am a retired teacher, I am kind of doing health research. And recently became a holistic health coach. And so I'm not working full time, but I'm wondering if my angels are still the same, because I am still, learning and teaching, and if this is the right path for me for the rest of my life. This is what I kind of want to dedicate myself to health.
Okay. So the angels that are chosen for you for your life's purpose do not change. They stay exactly the same. However, this is a good question, by the way. However, new ones can come in and leave. For instance, if you're a toddler or a baby, you don't need the angel of careers. So new ones come in and leave, and this is why in the back of the angel first aid books and different things that I, the angel guides and things, I have the list of all the angels so you know who to call on. So your angels stayed with you. Madeline is the angel of teachers, And she's with you, still with you, okay? Because you're still teaching. You may be a holistic coach, but you're still teaching. You're just doing it in a different fashion. And your archangel is Gabriel, also communication, messages and communication, which both your careers were. And
right.
Jacob is the angel of education. And so Jacob has been with you and will continue to be with you. Let me see who they... But you know who else is coming in is Christopher, the angel of opportunity?
Yeah.
Because new opportunities are opening up for you.
Mm. Oh, wonderful. That's
and you're
great.
You're definitely on the right path. You're definitely doing the right thing. Your holistic coaching is right for you and uses all your gifts and talents. Mm.
Wonderful. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Brett, you're very welcome.
Brett, I have a question for you, quick one. What is the one thing you want to stop doing? There's something you would like to stop doing, but you're not stopping it.
Hey, Pat, your volume's going down just a little bit.
Yeah,
can you
for
get
me
a little
too.
Closer?
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, I'll bring you up a little bit more. Thanks.
Okay. Greta, did you hear my question?
Oh, I can barely hear.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're still talking to me. I can barely hear.
Yeah, still down.
Make it quick, Pat, and I'll try to relay it on to you, okay?
I just want to know what she wants to stop doing.
Is there something you want to stop doing there, Greta?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anything I want to stop doing. I just wanted to make sure that I'm on the right path, and I'm just taking wonderful supplements, and I think the angels are happy, so I'm happy.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
There we go. Now she's back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Now she's back. Wow.
Well, Sue, thank you for today. Hey, remind everybody what the special is and give them your website and how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And on the website, there's also three books that I've written. The one that I think is most important is Angel First Aid RX, or Prescription for Success, How to Find Success and Find Your Life's Purpose and Work Them Together, because Archangel Michael tells me that that's how you're more successful when you're doing your life's purpose and you get more satisfaction. My 800 number is 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. And my exciting Dr. Pat special is you pay for one half hour and you get the second half hour free. So you get an hour of the time with the angels and me for half price. There we go, Dr. Pat.
Awesome. Thank you, Sue. Hey, for all of you out there, drpatshow.com. Benny, thank you. Olivia, thank you. And remember, your angels are always with you. We'll see you next time.
Tides that I try.